So, live playing and studio playing, do you prefer one over the other?
No, I was at one time in the 70s, for a long time, I was just doing studio work and not any live playing, and it about drove me crazy. In fact, I got to the point I had burnout, and I just quit. I says, I don't know where I'm going, but I want to start a jazz group. And so Charles Cochran and Joe Allen and myself, we started a little jazz trio and went down to Key West and played at a little jazz club down there, Captain Hornblower's. And Crystal Gayle came and sang with us one Saturday night, and we ended up going with her for a year on the road, you know, just all over. And we had fun, man, I mean, playing. And after the concerts and stuff, we'd look for places to play. And that helped me decide that I really need to play live, because the audience is what gives it a immediate purpose to you. There's not fixing it in the mix, and there's not any, you know, later on that will make it right. It's right now, the performance, and that brings my awareness to the present, which is key for listening with your big ears. I mean, that, the present to me, when you're playing, when you really get yourself out of the way, is when you listen to everything at one time and figure out what's really sounding, what it's really sounding like. And you don't know where it's going to go, and you don't know where it's been, because you don't have time to focus on memory or future. All you have is present right now. That's what I love about jazz. You have a framework that you play from, chord structure, etc. But the real magic happens when you get yourself out of the way and you become the attitude, become the song, become the lyrics. And that's when the magic happens and the music starts playing you. You don't play the music. I mean, you're just hanging on to whatever instrument you have, or whether you, you know, that's all you focus on. And you can't remember what you've played after you played it, because it goes by so fast. I mean, you're just a witness to what's being played.
I asked Charlie McCoy one time if he'd show me some licks. And he said, just buy the records. then a little bit later, he came back to me and he said, I wasn't trying to be rude when I said that, but I couldn't tell you what I played, yeah. Right?
No, because you're responding to other influences. Like, you're responding to an idea that's being played by somebody else. So you respond in your way, and then that, you pass the ball on to somebody else. And it's like, the whole band shares that. That's why I got so excited about starting my own jazz group, because the first time that happened to me, I was 40 years old, and we were over at Cowboys. Our kids were starting a little rock and roll band, and we were trying to show them what it would be like after you could communicate with each other and play. And Charles and I and Joe hadn't been together in 7 years at that time. And then all of a sudden, bam, we played 7 songs or so that were absolutely perfect. I mean, perfect. Where you couldn't recreate it, because it'd be different every time you played it, but it played us, and we were playing with each other, from each other, you know. That's what I had to find. And every time I looked for that, it wasn't there. Because I'd be trying too hard, you know, to get myself out of the way, or trying too hard to reach the magic point of communication. Because it happens, boy. And when it happens, it's the most beautiful freedom that ever happens to a musician.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just the sharing that, and that's what's kept me in love with it.
So now we're in the new tech, all this new technology, 2009. So you're going to have a website pretty soon, or do you have a website already?
It's, he started building it. It's hand-drumming.com. And you just type in hand drumming and it'll be the same thing, or one of those.
But right.
He's building the site now with different things that have put together, and, you know.
So now, is that going to be open and for business in the same time as your DVD comes out?
Yeah.
That'll be coming out.
About the end of June. Mm-hmm. That's when we're shooting for.
Kenny, I appreciate you doing this, man. I tell you what, you're something, man. You're the cream of the crop.
Thank you.
That's what my grandpa would have said up in Iowa. Cream of the crop.
Thank you, man.